One Alaska Native woman is putting a new spin on the traditional kusbuck. Michelle Koenig uses stretchy fabric and a unique pattern to make the modern kusbucks. With a label under her own name, the designer can barely keep up with orders and is now traveling around the state teaching others to make her designs. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
At the last minute, Michelle Koenig decided to sew a batch of kusbucks to sell at Chamay Dance Festival to make a little extra money for a trip to California.
I made the traditional kusbuck a little bit too small for an adult, so I decided to add, I called it stretchy fabric at the time, but it's jersey knit.
She ripped side seams out and added a panel of the jersey material. She also made some other alterations.
Instead of using kusbuck fabric for the sleeves, I decided to also use the jersey knit for the sleeves, along with the waistband. And instead of a hood, I decided to make a cowl.
A kusbuck is a lightweight parka or overshirt worn by Alaska Native women and men, usually a cotton tunic with an oversized pocket and a hood. The garment was originally made out of animal skin or gut and was worn over a fur parka to keep it clean. As stores became more common in remote bush villages, natives began making them out of calico grain sacks. They're now generally made from cotton material. Koenig often uses batik material and heathered knits and embroiders instead of using rickrack trim, creating a more tailored silhouette than a traditional kusbuck. Koenig grew up in Bethel but now lives in Kenai. She balances her designer kusbuck business with raising three kids. She learned to sew at a young age and remembers drawing clothes as a child, but she wasn't always a pro.
My first time making a kusbuck was probably in the third grade with my Yupik teacher. And I thought I'd be quick. It was a torso piece, and she wanted us to sew the top and the sides, but leave the whole opening for the arms, which I didn't do. Instead, I made a I made a tube. So she looked at my sewing, and she started laughing and said, "How are you going to put your arms through?"
But with practice, she got better. And then one day when she was 21 and her grandmother was teaching her to make a kusbuck, something happened.
It never really came to me that making clothing would be my career until I had my grandmother teach me my first time using a sewing machine and making a kusbuck.
Her grandmother wanted to do it the traditional way, but Koenig had other ideas, lots of them. Those ideas coalesced under pressure as she created her modern-day kusbuck prototype that day at the Chamay craft sale. Once people started seeing her original designer kusbuck around her hometown of Bethel, word spread and orders started trickling in. She says she doesn't really have to advertise and does a lot of custom orders through Facebook. Since starting her business last fall, she says she's had around 100 orders and had to hire another seamstress to keep up. She hopes her story encourages other women to start their own businesses.
I feel like I'm inspiring other women to experiment with their crafts, also to get their name out there because of their unique idea.
Koenig is now in the process of patenting her modern kusbuck pattern, and she's developing her own clothing line. She's working on a website with hopes to eventually have a storefront in Anchorage. Koenig is now touring around Alaska, teaching people to make her modern kusbucks. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.